Hello, everybody. TGIF on this Friday. Oh, yeah. This is Living It Up. And I'm Teresa here with my husband, Scott. And we're here to begin this day, Friday, and the weekend with you. I tell you, this whole podcast and what it's about really has changed our prayer life. And for a long time, you know, I remember when I heard this and studied this, realizing the difference between demanding and declaring. First of all, the Bible says ask. It doesn't say put demands on God. It doesn't say, hey, God, do this for me, do that for me. Help me not to be mad. Help me not to be angry. No, God already knows that we are. He wants us to admit that we are.
Mm-hmm.
So our prayers have changed to, God, I'm angry. I'm declaring this to you. I am angry, and I need you to help me not to be angry, to remove this from me. Instead of saying, hey, God, I'm angry. You know, I don't want to be angry right now. Help me. Just help me.
Right.
You go in and tell him that you are, instead of saying, help me not to be before I go in there.
That's right. You're right.
Because we already are, and guess what? He already knows that. And that's what he wants.
Right.
He wants us to admit, because the word says he resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble.
Yeah.
And I know, and I've said this before, even when my father was alive, I never would have gone to my dad and made demands on him about anything. Out of respect, I would ask him what I needed, ask him for what I needed. And I knew that he would respond instead of going in there and telling him what I needed him to do for me.
Yeah, I don't think Cecil would have liked that.
Yeah. So that's the difference here. Declaring to God what you already are, which is possibly bitter,
mm-hmm.
instead of demanding him to make you not to be. Go and tell him that you are. That's humility.
It is. You know, and God wants us to live and have abundant lives,
mm-hmm.
so we can tell others about him. But by doing this, you have to be humble. You have to humble yourself to him. As we admit our failures and we humbly seek to do his will, we'll draw closer to him. As we draw closer to God, man, our grip on sin will weaken, and he will lift us up and rebuild our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But the big key in that, what was just said is humble,
mm-hmm.
humility.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, you know what, God? I messed up. You know, I've been trying to do this thing on my own. I didn't ask for your help. So many times, the last thing we do, well, you know, everything else, like you said before in another podcast, Teresa, everything else didn't work. I guess I'll go ahead and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ought to be the first thing you do. First thing you do ought to be is to pray. God, I can't do this. I need you.
And
you know?
I need your help. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Not God help me not to be afraid. He doesn't want you to be afraid. Let's get rid of the fear.
Yeah.
So God, I am fearful.
Yeah.
Help me to get rid of this. With me and you, I know I can be free from fear and live the victorious life that you want me to live. Not God, you know, help me not to be.
Right.
I already am.
That's right. You know, like, you know, hey God, you know, don't make me an alcoholic. Well, you know what you need to say is, hey, God, you know, I have a drinking problem.
Right, right.
You know, and I need your power, your supernatural power to release me from this.
That's humility.
You know, that's humility.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, humility is something that's not normal.
But it puts us in right relationship with
it. It does. But in the flesh, you know, and as human beings,
mm-hmm.
humility is not the norm.
No, it's not a natural thing.
What is the norm so many times is pride.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to have humility, you have to lay pride to the side.
Mm-hmm.
You need to kick that thing to the curb,
mm-hmm.
and say, I've had enough of you. You've done nothing but bring me grief. I'm going humbly to my holy God and admitting to him that I need him to take control of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's humility.
Right. That is.
You know. So I can't stress enough, you know, to you that you yourself, when you pray, Just tell God. Tell him everything.
That's right.
He already knows. You know, in Ecclesiastes 12:12, it says, God knows everything, even in the secret places. He knows everything. He knows every hair in your head.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that made your fingerprint that no one else ever will ever have again.
Mm-hmm. And if this sounds new to you, we hope that it does.
Yeah.
And don't get frustrated if you get excited and think, I'm going to start praying like that and start telling all these things that you know, I am. Well, give it time. Get rid of one at a time.
Right.
One of these issues at a time. Cancel one subscription to your issue one at a time. You have an issue with fear, issue with pride,
yeah.
Take it up with God, admit it to him. Be patient as he works that out in you. He can do it instantly.
Yep.
But if you got a whole bunch of them, you know, it's going to take some time. And that's okay. So don't get frustrated if you all of a sudden go throw up on him with all of these things that you're finally going to admit and you're not instantly cured.
Right.
Or find relief or victory. You know, go easy on yourself. You didn't get this way overnight. You know, God's a big God.
And he
can do whatever he wants.
That's right. And those addictions or sins or whatever that are in your life that you're wanting to get rid of, I mean, they'll fall off just like the trees do in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The leaves do. The leaves will, you know how they fall off, you know, when it starts turning the seasons.
Yeah.
That's the way your sins will be. You know? But it's not an overnight process.
Right.
Okay. God prunes us to make us stronger. And so don't get discouraged. You know, continue communicating with God in humility. And the first step of humility is to give your life to Christ.
And that's the greatest intervention from Christ that there is.
That's exactly right. I mean, to give your life to him. That's the greatest form of humility.
But you got to admit that you need him.
That's exactly right. And so, do you want to admit today that you need Jesus Christ as Lord of your life? Have you been in church for a while, but maybe you've never really given your life to him? Or have you walked away from him? Well, today is the day that you can humble yourself before the Lord of Lords and King of Kings and tell him, yes, Lord, please forgive me. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. We pray that everyone who's listening to this podcast was blessed, that we're blessed to have them, Father. And, Lord, we pray that everyone who may have walked away from you or doesn't know you or have not given their lives to you ever to do so right now.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, take my life. I give it to you. I believe you were crucified, you died, you rose on the third day. To give me a new life. And because of that, Lord, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me because of the cross, I'm asking you to forgive my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I need you as my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, what a great thing to do on Friday.
I'm telling you, you know, and we really encourage you to find a church in your community.
Pray first. Lord, admit to him you need a
That's
church.
That's right. Pray in humility.
Ask him to lead you to the one he wants you to be in.
That's right. And you may have to try several.
That's
you know
okay.
What I mean? That's okay. But you know, one thing we would really encourage you to ask is, do you have a mentorship or discipleship program?
Sure.
Have someone walk beside you in this new walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you're not walking this walk alone.
Scott and I have mentors.
Oh, yeah.
And will for the rest of our lives.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And I praise God for my mentors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you do too.
Mm-hmm. More than one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, you know, we do encourage that. And we thank you
mm-hmm.
so much. And if you prayed that prayer, let us know at info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any praise reports, excuse me, praise reports, or if you have just any comments.
Right. So remember, communicating with God in humility is crucial for his intervention in your life. And we hope that listening to this, you've discovered that maybe, you know, your prayers have been a little demanding on God and that you need to declare truth about yourself to him by humbly admitting that you need him. Okay?
That's right.
We love you guys. Have a wonderful Friday, a great weekend. And until we talk to you Monday.
We start beginning again.
While living it up.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Thank you.
Ha ha ha!